KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have cloudy skies, some fog, and 68 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today, with a slight chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, high around 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Police in Creston Tuesday night arrested a local man on assault and other charges. 28-year-old Alex Cunningham of Creston was taken into custody at a residence in the 800 block of West Taylor Street at around 11:40 p.m. Cunningham was arrested for disorderly conduct, interference with official acts, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, assault by bodily fluids or secretions, assault on a police officer without injury, and possession of a controlled substance second offense. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $9,600 bond. The CAM School Board on Monday held its organizational meeting in Anita, and the board voted to keep Gary Dinkla as president, Chuck Kinsey as vice president. Lindsay Jotty was appointed board secretary treasurer. Superintendent Casey Burlaw said their board meeting times and dates remained the same, the third Monday of the month at 6:30 p.m. Burlaw said two facility projects were presented to the board on Monday.
One was some roof repair at the high school. Approximately $10,000 was the total. And then we've talked about this at previous board meetings, but we have some issues with the exterior walls and on the building in Messina. We did approve a bid for around $26,000 to do some exterior wall work on the outside of the gym in Messina.
You said the joints of that precast wall is starting to wear away, and it's hoped that doing the work now will prevent greater damage later. Burlaw said there were no resignations for the board to approve, but they did agree to offer several contracts.
We offered a contract to Lexi Winther as paraeducator, Anna Amdor as a paraeducator, Brian Sexton as a junior high football coach, Amanda Thomas as a co-head speech coach, and then middle school student council we gave to Heather Scar and Samantha Rosenbeck. This year for golf, Joe Woolham has been our head coach, and last year Nick Hodges was an assistant. This year, those two guys are going to be co-coaches.
And Superintendent Burlaw said the board also discussed a revision to a district policy regarding meal charges.
A year ago, we put that policy into place, and that policy said that when a family reached $50 in the hole, that the kid would have to receive an alternative meal. So the revisions that were proposed were to take the alternative meal out of that, and so we'll continue to obviously inform and families when their accounts are negative and work with them to get those paid, but we are not going to be offering alternative meals, so the student will get the regular meal.
And the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board voted to retain Kevin Peterson Monday as president and Tammy Fawn as vice president. Superintendent Trevor Miller said their meetings will stay the same the third Monday of the month at 6 p.m. instead of 7 p.m., which had been switched to earlier this summer due to some schedule conflicts. Miller provided the board with a construction update, which he said is going well at the Exira building, but there was an issue at the Elkhorn building.
The Elkhorn building the HVAC system kind of had a hiccup with the boilers and how they're set up and what that looks like, so they're kind of going back a little bit to the drawing board, so we're taking a couple steps back on that. So our staff's been great. They've been working well, even though the Elkhorn building currently doesn't have air, and this week it's gotten a little warm, but they're doing the best they can educating our students. And with the switch now, the elementary kids still have the air in the Exira building, so everybody's working through it, and they understand that. I've been in meetings all the time trying to figure out how to get this moving forward. So as soon as I have an exact time frame of when it'll be done, now I'll be able to relay that.
As for the skylight in the Elkhorn building, the board is looking at how they want to proceed with either a repair or replacement. Miller said they'll look at all the options and determine from there which direction to go. He said also that there was some action on personnel matters.
We hired Chloe Andover for a paraeducator in our Exira building, Candy Olson for a paraeducator in our Elkhorn building. They're replacing a couple that resigned in August, so they've already been working. We just had to have the final board approval. And then Terry Weisenborn, since he has kids out for junior high cross country, also got a junior high cross country contract, so he has that, and he's been doing a great job.
And the Griswold School Board Monday night elected Aaron Hauser as president and Don Smith as vice president. Smith was the VP last year also. They voted to keep their meeting schedule the same as this past year. Superintendent Dave Hendricks said the district is taking a cue from other districts and will make changes for the 2019-2020 school year with regard to activity tickets.
So a couple neighboring districts presently do not charge for their students to attend home events. And we are really looking at our school culture right now, and we thought that might be a good way to encourage student engagement for some families, especially if they have multiple kids in the household. That can be a rather expensive venture for kids to attend events, so the board certainly likes that idea. The problem is, however, we've already had some events this year where people pay cash in hand, or they bought activity passes for the year, and so we're going to postpone that until next school year, but the board said we certainly will support that for next school year. So the outcome will be for the 19-20 school year, we will not charge Griswold students to attend Griswold events.
And the district students have an excellent opportunity, he said, to experience the green thumb of growing vegetables. Hendricks says FFA advisor Kevin Blair recently came into contact with an individual who owns about 5 acres of land. That person lives out of state, and the land is currently being rented.
The person that was presently renting that, it's just actually too small for them with today's equipment. They hardly can't get turned around in there, but it's led itself to us, the school, and FFA have the opportunity to assume that rental agreement. And the rent, so to speak, will be on a crop share basis, 2/3 to the school, 1/3 to the owners. And we're hoping to get donors for the seed and equipment. The kids will get to actually plant and plan and harvest, and they're going to make it into a test plot for different varieties. So it's really a way for kids to extend their learning outside the classroom.
The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.